With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. A Canadian company has started construction on the long-stalled Keystone XL oil sands pipeline, despite calls from tribal leaders and environmentalists to delay the $8 billion project amid the novel coronavirus pandemic. A spokesman for TC Energy says work began over the weekend at the pipeline's border crossing in northern Montana's Phillips County. About 100 workers are initially involved. That number is expected to swell into the thousands in coming months as work proceeds. Opponents fear the workers could spread the coronavirus in rural areas that are not equipped to handle an outbreak. TC Energy says it plans to check everyone entering work sites for fever and ensure workers practice social distancing. A hearing on the request to block work is scheduled for April 16th before U.S. District Judge Brian Morris in Great Falls. The temporary head of the Federal Bureau of Land Management is expected to continue overseeing the agency for another month. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports William Perry Penley will continue as acting director through May 5th. Interior Secretary David Bernhard issued an order delegating the responsibilities of the office to Penley, who has carried out the director's duties since last summer. The agency opened a new headquarters in Colorado in January, but has not had a permanent director during the Trump administration. Penley has drawn criticism over views he espoused as president of the conservative Mountain States Legal Foundation. State health officials say calls to the state child abuse and neglect hotline have dropped by about half since schools closed their doors in mid-March due to the novel coronavirus outbreak. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports health officials are asking neighbors and families to report abuse or neglect as children learn from home.
The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services says in recent weeks, the hotline has received a little over half of the roughly 760 weekly calls that came in before schools were ordered on March 15th to close their doors. Governor Steve Bullock has ordered schools to move online until April 10th, but he's indicated the timeline could be extended. Division Administrator for Child and Family Services, Marty Vining, says the shift to online and remote learning is likely the cause for the drop in calls.
Teachers and educators are mandatory reporters, and they probably have the most contact with children, second to families. And so they are typical mandatory reporters that we do hear and receive reports from quite frequently.
Vining hopes the number of calls from teachers and other school staff will pick up as districts get more comfortable communicating with students remotely. Lisa Clark is the counselor for Shelby Elementary, and she says the Montana Office of Public Instruction is providing guidance to counselors on how they can continue checking in with kids as schools remain closed.
On different ways to check in with kids, whether that's phone calls, letters, like a Google Doc or Google Form check-in each day.
As districts navigate checking in with students and teaching online, DPHHS child protection specialists are finding ways to work with schools, like in Glasgow, where specialists are helping deliver meals to students' homes. DPHHS is also asking community members and families to report any abuse or neglect they see by calling 1-866-820-KIDS. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana is now reporting 316 known cases of the novel coronavirus spread across 24 counties. Health officials say there are likely more patients with it who have not been tested. The state health department says there have been 27 hospitalizations due to the virus, and 6 people have died. Gallatin County remains the largest hotspot of the coronavirus in the state, with 118 cases. Missoula health officials have announced a new drive-through COVID-19 testing clinic. It's one of several recent steps by counties in the state to set up new testing abilities to identify the novel coronavirus. Edward O'Brien reports the new Missoula site is not open to just anyone who wants a test.
Missoula health officials tested 4 patients Saturday at the new drive-through test clinic at the county fairgrounds. COVID-19 incident commander Cindy Farr describes it as a dry run.
It was an opportunity for our staff and our nurses to set up the testing service and try out the drive-through idea. It went very well.
So well that Missoula County's new COVID-19 testing center opens Tuesday. But the service is only available to a very specific set of people with symptoms, including fever, coughing, and shortness of breath.
It is an appointment-based testing service, so The way it works is you call 258-INFO. You would be able to have a chance to talk with a nurse. Testing supplies are still limited. So right now we are limited to testing people that fall into the priority one and two categories.
Priority one patients include healthcare workers and existing hospital patients. Priority twos include first responders, patients in long-term care facilities, and those who are 65 years of age and older, all exhibiting symptoms. In Yellowstone County, health officials announced late last week the start of a mobile testing unit to take samples from residents at long-term care facilities. Officials say the testing van can also take samples from group homes. Health officials say they prioritize older patients for testing because adults 65 and older are at higher risk for severe illness. Drive-up testing is used in several other Montana cities, including Libby, Helena, and Bozeman. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
And I'm Cole Grant, Montana Public Radio.